My name is John Taylor. I'm the Chief Examiner of the NCH School Certificate in Philosophy. This podcast provides assessment training for teachers of the School Certificate in Philosophy. First of all, I will explain the assessment process. Schools are asked to submit grades and a sample of six of the projects, two from the top end of the mark range, two from the mid range, and two from the low end of the mark range, by the 15th of May. A form for submitting grades and project samples will be sent to schools. This should be filled in and returned with the marks and with the samples of the projects attached electronically. Projects should be submitted as PDF files only. If videos or presentations have been produced, samples of these can be submitted by sending in screenshots or slides in PDF form. Similarly, any projects that have been produced in hard copy, such as sketchbooks, should be photographed or scanned to produce a PDF file. In applying the marking grids, teachers should apply their judgment about the best fit marking band based on all the evidence produced by the student. Comments from the teacher should be recorded on the course pro forma. In the case of group projects, teachers should make clear how they arrived at their marks for individual students on the basis of the evidence available. Annotation or colour coding within a shared project to show which sections were produced by which student is helpful in supporting marking decisions. Marks should be internally moderated within the school to ensure a shared understanding of the standard. The exemplars available on the NCH website should be used to help establish an expectation of the standard at different grades. If marks from the sample are agreed by the NCH examiner, the school will receive a report on their marking and certificates will be issued. If the NCH examiner does not agree with the marks from the sample, the school will be provided with feedback and asked to make a grade adjustment before submitting a further sample of projects. An appeals process will be available following certification. Requests for special consideration on behalf of individual students can be made along with the entry. Now some comments on the form of assessment evidence that is expected. The project is an inquiry into a philosophical topic or problem and should be organised around a central philosophical question. Projects should contain the following elements: an introduction in which the question is explained, key terms are defined, and the reasons for choosing the project are outlined. This should be approximately 200 words in length. Research, typically using 8 to 12 sources, with a bibliography and in-text citations. This section should be approximately 600 words. Discussion of arguments for and against, approximately 800 words, and a conclusion in which the student's own point of view is summarised, approximately 100 words. The project does not need to be purely in the form of a written report. Presentations, podcasts, videos, and posters can form the outcome. Group projects are allowed, up to a maximum of 3 per project, but this needs agreement with the teacher, and each student should have a clearly defined role in the group. If the project is in the form of a presentation, students will be asked to show this to their class. Creative projects, such as videos, should be supported by evidence of planning, research, and a record of development explaining the decisions that were taken. This record of development will be take the place of the discussion section, largely, in the written evidence. Assessment criteria. The project is marked out of 9. The following features characterise projects in the mark band from corresponding to grades 7 to 9. An impressively managed project showing commitment and dedication throughout, with a clearly focused aim and careful thought about the choice of question. Sources are explained carefully, not simply summarised, and are relevant. Sources are carefully and fully referenced, and the bibliography is complete. The student shows care in their choice of sources and a good range, 10 to 12, not simply easy to access websites, but sources with good academic content is used. The student explains the background to their question and summarizes arguments for and against in a clear, logical manner. They state a clear conclusion, which can be defended using the evidence provided. If a creative project is done, there is good explanation of the creative decision-making process. Projects in the grade range 4 to 6 are characterized by the following features. Project management is reasonable, with some degree of commitment shown. There is a reasonably clear aim, and some thought goes into the choice of question. There is some explanation of source material, and source material is largely relevant. There is a reasonable range of sources, between 7 and 9, and some of these have reasonable academic content. The project includes some background and presentations of arguments for and against. There is a reasonably clear conclusion. If a creative project has been done, there is reasonable explanation of the creative decision-making process. Projects in the grade range 1 to 3 are characterized by the following features. There is some evidence of project management, and a limited degree of commitment is shown. An aim for the project is discernible, and a question is chosen. Most of the material is collected from sources rather than explained, and some of it is not relevant to the chosen question. The source range is modest, up to 6 sources, and the sources tend to be easy to access websites with only limited academic content. There is some presentation of arguments and a conclusion is given. If a creative project has been done, there is limited explanation of the creative decision-making process. This concludes the assessment training.